So some of your thoughts on Herm Edwards hiring at ASU?
I hope it works out, you know. Hope it brings a fresh life to Arizona State football, that's for sure. Get back to the Jake Plummer days, you know. Hopefully get back to a Rose Bowl or something like that. That'd be fantastic. You know, I like Todd Graham. I thought he did a really good job, you know, kind of changing the culture of the football program, and, you know, wish him the best. And, you know, but looking forward to seeing what Herm can bring in as far as recruiting and all that goes.
Have you ever been to the College Station area, this part of Texas, and what previous knowledge do you have of Texas A&M, or your thoughts on the school?
No, I mean, this is the first time I've been to this, to Texas A&M. Never really been here. The only real, you know, being a Pac-12 guy, or it still kind of sounds weird coming out of my mouth, you know, because I was still the Pac-10 when I was there. You know, I don't really know too much. I didn't really follow college football all that much. So honestly, this is just the first time I've really been in this area of Texas, to be honest with you.
Thoughts on Bluebell Park? I know you probably haven't gotten to see much of it, but just kind of your first impressions of an SEC ballpark.
I haven't seen it yet. We just walked in the front door. I mean, the Diamond Club looked really nice. You know, from my being at Packard Stadium, you know, it looks like it's pretty state of the art compared to what that was back when I was in college. So. Packard was still under construction, and now it's going to be gone. But, I mean, you know, this is SEC, right? Yeah, so, I mean, SEC, you know, they tend to put together solid, you know, solid parks through and through. From what I understand, it's, you know, it's big time down here. You don't mess around, do you?
How do you feel physically? Last year, kind of back and forth a little bit with injury, but physically, do you feel good this offseason?
Oh, I feel great. I mean, it was a little finger issue, so it really wasn't much. Just kind of enough to put me down for 10 days or so. But, you know, I feel good, feel great, you know, going through the off season, ready to go.
Any thoughts to growing the hair back out before the season starts?
It's coming back. Okay. It's on its way back. I'm tired of sitting in barber's chairs getting haircuts. I ain't got time for that.
What is, looking back to your college baseball days, what is special about college baseball that now you as a pro can look back and maybe are nostalgic about? What's the allure to college baseball from a pro?
Oh man, the allure to college baseball is just, you know, it truly is the name on the front. You know, at our stadium, you know, you walked into Packard and you just saw the names on the outfield fence, the guys that had been there before you that had helped build that program, and, you know, you don't want to let that down. Arizona State was something that, you know, the expectations were so high as a team, and you get in there as a team, everything you do is as a team. It's, you know, night and day. You know, you're going to class together, you're eating lunch together, you're going to practices together, and then you're traveling the road together. I mean, it's the team atmosphere of it is something that's special. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you win a regional or super regional like we did in, you know, against Fullerton in 2005 to go to the World Series, I mean, the celebration, just the pure joy of actually working so hard all year long to get to that point, to get to a stage of the final eight, you know, it's something special.
Is there anything that compares to Omaha at the Pro? I mean, it just seems like it's so unique to college baseball and what how special it is.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that getting to the World Series is pretty, you know, probably a little bit bigger than that. But, I mean, Omaha was... That was an intense, you know, we had the fortunate to pull Nebraska for that first game. So, I mean, we were just sitting there. There was a little patch of yellow jerseys, you know, yellow shirts up in the stands. And it was, I don't know how many, you know, how many people can sit into old Rosenblatt, but there was 40,000, just a sea of red. And the atmosphere was, I mean, it was the loudest I'd ever been a part of up to that point.